Coordinator Kathy Gross says visitors can expect this year's event to be larger than ever before.
It's like the first sign of spring. It's the first major event in the community, and people really come out and, you know, wander around through the vendor area and just enjoy themselves. It's a great day. It's a huge celebration in the community.
Vendors are coming from all around the Northwest to share their information and goods at the fair. There are participants traveling from as far as the lower 48 and as near as Ketchikan and Petersburg. She says there will be more than 50 booths for visitors to check out, including a few that are not so traditional. For the first time, Dolores Klinke and St. Francis Animal Shelter will have their own table.
But also now, because animals play such a big part in, you know, your well-being, we decided to let them set up a booth there. And she does offer a really good service to the community. She takes in, you know, the stray animals and nurtures them until they can be adopted. So that's kind of important as far as, you know, the health of the animals in the community, as well as, you know, how they interact with the people.
There will also be booths promoting healthy human lifestyles. Don't be surprised if you see the Derby Girls rolling around the fair. Local athletic and recreation groups will share their secrets to staying fit.
The Southeast Running Beast and the Garnet Grip Bettys, it's about exercise. You know, they're staying out there, they're doing activities to stay healthy.
But Gross says it's not just about getting in shape. She says it's important to think about health and health issues before they happen.
Yeah, it covers everything. We try and, you know, not just limit it to someone's physical health or things that can go wrong, but it's preventive.
That's why, as in past years, visitors can expect to see the fire department providing free blood pressure checks. There will also be a health screening and blood test center. The Wrangell Medical Center and Tideline Clinic assist with the testing facility. People can sign up in advance to have up to 5 screenings done at the fair. There will be a general health profile, which includes blood counts, cholesterol and liver function, a thyroid screen, a prostate screen, and an HA1C screen, which tests the average blood sugar level of a person. New this year is a vitamin D level screening.
Your body makes vitamin D from being exposed to sunshine, and we don't have a whole lot of it here. So vitamin D also helps you process calcium, and it works with your bones. Marla suggested that we offer it this year as something new to the community, and I'm really hoping a lot of people take advantage of it, because I know that if it is low, it's really important that you get that vitamin D back in your body, and you can just take, you know, oral supplements to get it.
Because the tests are sponsored and processed locally, they're being offered at a discounted rate. Also, anyone who participates in at least one screening will be entered into a drawing to win an iPad. Although the screenings are just for people age 18 and older, Gross says the fair is a place to bring the whole family. The State of Alaska Boating Safety Organization will be in attendance once again, doing water safety games for children. She says kids should also bring their favorite stuffed animals along for one booth in particular.
The teddy bear booth has been something that we have set up for a long time. We work with Tideline Clinic is the one that actually sets it up right now. And what we do is offer an opportunity for kids to bring in their dolls and their teddy bears to get a checkup from the clinic staff, with the idea that if they have to go to the doctor, it's not such a stressful situation for them, because they recognize the doctors and they recognize the clinic staff that would be checking them in for their appointments. So basically to just make them more comfortable with their physician visits.
Visitors can receive a lot of services at the fair, but there's also a way to give back. There will be a donation bin for the food bank near the front entrance to the Nolan Center. Gross says she hopes everyone can come together and make sure each community member has access to a healthy meal this spring. After all, that's what the fair is all about, says Gross.
But I think for me, the best thing about the health fair is seeing just how much it means to this community, and being able to be part of that, I consider it an honor and a privilege. And so I'm happy every year, even though it is a lot of work and, you know, you're tired when it's all over with. It is so worth it to see how much it means to this community. I think that's one of the main reasons I do this year after year.
The health fair will take place April 6th from 7 a.m. to 12 noon at the Nolan Center. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.